Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Frustrated by the long lines at airport security checkpoints? Well, the government is about to offer a way out. But there's a catch. You have to pay a fee and agree to a background check, and that has privacy advocates up in arms. For more on this, we turn to Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief, Bob Moon. And Bob, tell us more about this program. When does it start?
Well, this has been in the testing stage for a while now at 5 airports, and Congress is preparing to give its final seal of approval. And we're now told by the head of the Transportation Security Administration that they're moving ahead with plans to formally launch this next June 20th. Once you're in the program, you'll still have to clear the metal detectors and you have to have your carry-on bags x-rayed, but otherwise you're supposed to be able to skip further security searches. TSA is also considering allowing these registered travelers to avoid taking off shoes and coats. And you'd be excused from taking your laptop computer out of the carrying case, for example. Now, participants won't be able to skip the security checkpoints altogether. They're just going to be subjected to much less intrusive process, if you will. The cost for all this may be around $80. That's what Orlando is charging in its pilot program right now. That's to pay largely for the security background check, which costs about $30 to $50.
And that has privacy groups unhappy with it?
Well, the American Civil Liberties Union contends that this is going to actually make the system less secure. It's arguing that if members of a terrorist sleeper cell, for example, can obtain false identification, they might be able to become a registered traveler, avoid the security, and then commit a terrorist act much easier. And the Electronic Privacy Information Center says this idea is really fraught with a lot of privacy and other security concerns. It's worried that the databases that are going to be used for this program aren't subjected to the same kind of Privacy Act provisions that are supposed to shield us from having our private information exposed by the government. One possible scenario that's being talked about is that you could be blacklisted, for example, by your employer if they find out that you've failed to pass this kind of a check.
But apparently the government thinks the benefits outweigh the potential drawbacks?
Yeah, the head of the TSA says he's convinced that this is going to enhance aviation security. And he says it's going to help solve a lot of the hassle that a lot of travelers have been going through since the 9/11 attacks. The backers of this program, in fact, say that most every major airport in the country wants to use this program. More than 50 are said to be interested in taking part. TSA says, by the way, that it's going to require that each airport use the same technology so participants can use it wherever it's available. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're flipping through corporate earnings statements, and surprise, some companies you'd never suspect are blaming losses on Katrina.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.